The anointing of God does not come on people's lives just because they feel that He should. I'm talking about the anointing of God. I'm going to talk about the anointing of God tonight. I want to specifically talk about the anointing that comes upon. 1 John, it says there's anointing that's within. That's the anointing that comes in you when you ask Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. That isn't the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's the anointing that comes in and makes your spirit born again, makes you a new species. You study that out. There's anointing that comes within. The Baptist got it. Amen. Everyone that's born again got it. But not all of them have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. See, the baptism comes upon you with fire for everyday life, for witnessing, to be a witness, to walk in the power of God. Woo! Glory be to God. I already preached myself happy. We're going to pray. God wants me to pray for everybody in here tonight. Lay hands. I don't care what you're needing. If it's sickness and disease, faith is high, and we better, let's just take advantage of it and just knock the devil out. You can get in a meeting like this, and people's faith is high, and even the unbeliever can get healed. But he's the one who's going to have to keep it, though, when he gets out of here with the Word of God. Are you listening to me? God instructed me this afternoon. He said, I want you to put prayer cloths. I've only done this another time, but God's been dealing with me about prayer cloths lately, and I'm back. I don't know why. God has had me the last 5 years being a messenger across the nation to speak things that are going to happen, like the fresh oil and the prophets are coming and different things. And now He's dealing with me to get back into my original ministry, actually, in the area of healing. And He said, I want you to get some cloth and wear them tonight when you're preaching. And you'll find out a little bit about that, that is scriptural. You know, I'm not quite sure. I don't know lately. You know, we lay hands on him and say, in the name of Jesus. But Paul wore those aprons. He wore as he was preaching. And that anointing was being charged in those cloths. And then when they took him somewhere and laid him on cancer, sickness and disease departed. And if you have somebody that's home, if you have somebody that is sick and has disease, we'd like for you to come up and get these cloths. There's very few of them. After the service, are you listening to me? I said, are you listening to me? Glory to God. Open your Bibles tonight with me. The Spirit of God is in this place. Rising up in me. I feel like a giant. I don't always feel like that. I don't go by feeling. Sometimes I feel like an ant. But I tell the devil, I'm not an ant. I'm a giant. Are you listening to me? Glory be to God. I want you to go to Exodus. The last chapter. Everybody say Exodus. The last chapter, which is chapter 40. The anointing, a lot of people are confused about the anointing of God. If the anointing walked in this meeting with a white cap on, they wouldn't recognize it in most churches. I'm not saying this meeting, but I mean in most churches, if the Spirit of God came in, many times I'll be in the meeting, and I mean, they just got into the right place, and the anointing start rolling in like a cloud. Then somebody will get up on an instrument and bang, clang, and everything, and boop, there it went. I don't understand all that in my natural mind. I don't understand all that in my natural mind. I'm learning more and more what dissipates anointing and what enhances the anointing. I don't want the dissipating. I want the enhancement. How many of you want that? That's what I want. I want whatever it takes to enhance the anointing in my life. For what? For to destroy the works of the devil. Can you say amen? Amen. Now, hold your place there, and I'm going to read something. You don't need to turn there. I'm going to read you something out of Isaiah. And it's in the 10th chapter in the 27th verse. And it shall come to pass in that day. How about today? Remember we preached last night, now faith is. How about today? Faith is always now. It ain't tomorrow. Tomorrow's hope. The past. And we found out that there's no history books in heaven. When you've asked, I'm talking about your former life, when you asked Jesus Christ, the Lord of your life, and you was washed of all those sins, there's no past. There's no past. So why should you live in the past? God's not living in the past. Concerning you, and that is, his burden shall be taken away from off of thy shoulder, and his yoke from off of thy neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. You know what? You want to know why most churches in America, people come in depressed and go out depressed? Because there ain't no anointing. I'm not saying they're bad people, but there just ain't no anointing. Everybody say the anointing destroys the yoke. I mean, it dissipates the yoke and just destroys it to nothing. Well, we need to learn, you know, just like we learned about electricity and we learned how to handle it. And we know, and we have also learned not what to do and what to do. How many of you know you can't go in there and get a live wire when the switch is on, you get electrocuted? How many of that's happened to you? I did. I remember I was a kid laying underneath the house and I was messing with some wires and screaming, man. My dad coming crawling underneath it and I was laying in cool. I mean, I just grounded that thing out. But yet we can make it work for us if we operate it right and learn how it operates. I believe the church today needs to learn how the anointing of God flows through different ministries and through our lives. There are different administrations of anointing. Ooh, I like that. There are different administrations of anointing. And he said, because of the anointing is what is being destroyed. That's why the yoke is being destroyed. Because of the anointing. Not because of your great singing ability. Or how many horns you have. You understand what I'm talking about? But it's the anointing. You know, a psalmist enhanced the anointing on my life. Something else. I know organs are in the Bible. I don't know why. It's you know those old B3 organs. People say, well, they're old time and everything. I got another one the other day. That's my third one I got. I'm collecting them because the rockers are trying to get them because the devil knows there's anointing in those things. Now, I know he can use any other instrument, but then the next is the piano. I'm talking about what enhances me. Some people can hand a horn. Phil Driscoll's coming here, and a horn enhances his own. He gets playing on that thing, and look out, man. You understand what I'm talking about? I remember when he prophesied over me in that horn. You know how he goes, he blew that thing, and I mean the anointing of God came in that place, and then Dick Mills prophesied, interpreted, and prophesied what he said in that horn. He said they prophesied with the instrument. I tell you, sometimes we get it in the meeting, and I say, I read over there, and you know, they're kind of hard to find. Get some of those guys that know how to play those dudes. But I say, all right, prophesy on that organ. And boom, man, I mean, he'd go and hit that. He'd get right in the right tune. And there'd been those that got in the wrong tune, and there went the anointing. But get in that right tune, praise God. And that anointing just falls on me. Then go after it, praise God, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, are you listening to me tonight? Glory to God. So you psalmist, when you come to the meeting, be prepared just like the preacher has to be prepared. Prepare your heart. Get before the Lord before you come out there. Make sure you're going to do it right. Just don't get up there and hooty-hoo-coo-mo-hoo-hee-hee and just entertain. But be anointed of God. I said, be anointed of God. Come out of those instruments. Whoo, glory be to God. Fry the devil. Fry up cancers and arthritis. Just that anointing come in. Whoa, man, something happened to me. Whoa, 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 whoa. The anointing came out of that drum or something. And it can. Are you listening to me? I said, don't look at me like that. I said, are you listening to me? I believe in the anointing of God. Hallelujah. Are you? Let's go back over to Exodus chapter 40 and let's start with the 33rd verse. And he reared up the court round about. This is Moses. He's finishing up the tabernacle here. About the tabernacle. How many of you got a tabernacle? Don't you got a tabernacle right here? We have a tabernacle. Some of you ought to work and get your work done on your tabernacle. Some of you, your shingles are hanging out. Huh? Your tabernacle ain't right. It ain't cleaned up. Got everything hanging out. We're talking about the anointing. Are you listening to me? You know, a lot of people don't understand that. You know, when people do weird things, there's times when the anointing come on me and I'd spin like a top. That's very rare, but when it happens, the anointing just, as I'm spinning, just spills right out and people get healed all over the service. They're like, you know, prophet of God ran 17 miles. outran horses. That took the anointing today. He couldn't do that in the natural. Glory to him. Isn't that right, Bud Sickler? Oh, yeah, glory to God. He's got anointed laugh. Look out. It irritates some of you religious people, but you need to be irritated. I tell you, you need to be delivered. Some of you came into church for the first time looking around. It's in a warehouse. My God. Oh, my Lord. Don't get no glass stained windows. And these people up here dancing like that. My Lord. Yeah, you do it when you go out and sip cocktails, honey. You get out there on the floor, and that's all right. When you dance for the devil. But we dance for the Lord. Hallelujah. I said, we dance for the Lord. I said, we dance for the Lord. You old wine sipper, you. You ought to get full of the Holy Ghost instead of that. See, the reason you want to do that is because you're not full of the Holy Ghost. That's why Christians drink, because they're not full of the Holy Ghost. They don't have the power of God, so they have to get rid of the worry. Honey, you get drunk on the Holy Ghost and you float around too. And you won't have no hangover, glory to God. Woo! Glory to God. That's why he said not to be drunk with wine, but be full. Full! Yeah. And what happens when you get full? You run over on everybody else. Yeah. I mean, if you're full of healing power, just get on everybody else. Yeah. Don't show me you're full of something else. You're full of gossip, tail-bearing, church running around. Some of you are hired by the devil to slander preachers. Don't shout me down because I'm a preaching real well. I'll tell you right now, glory to God. There ain't a religious bone in me. I hate that religion. Some of you got dirty windows. You're always looking at somebody else's wife. You got lust windows. You better get in there and wash those windows. Oh, I want the anointing, Lord. I want the anointing. But you're lusting after everything else. You better call the window service, the Holy Ghost conviction, window cleaner, and get all that cleaned up. Get your tabernacle straightened out. If you want the anointing of God on your life, get your sanctuary straightened out. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. The anointing. The anointing of God's coming on me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Take that, devil. Hope that makes a nervous wreck out of religious devils. On TV, you know, flipping the TV, and there's some guy up there doing some kind of new Watusi dance over here. They're going like this, and the other girl's going up there. And they said, look at them. And they think we're nuts because we dance in the Holy Ghost. Actually, it's just a counterfeit. That's what we're supposed to be doing in church. But see, some of your houses needs a fix. Your porch is falling off. It's been waggling so much. For such bad confessions. Some of you can't tell if you're a girl or a boy. You fix your house, you look like a woman when you're a man. Woo, we better get off of that. Somebody said you'll kill the spirit thing. Yeah, I want to kill that spirit, is right. You got that right. Holy Ghost is going to get a hold of that tongue. I'll tell you that right now. We ain't going to have no waggling. Lock the doors, Esther, so don't let nobody out of this building. You're going to get delivered tonight if you like it or not. You're going to get some anointment on you, honey. Reason you're burning out is because you ain't got no oil on your bearings. Woo, this will preach. Now notice this. So Moses finished the work. Then, everybody say then. A cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Then what? When he was finished with the tabernacle. You want to know what he did? He approved of the tabernacle. The reason he ain't got no power is because he don't approve of you. Now, I didn't say he rejected you. He loves you. I didn't say you're going to hell or anything else, but he don't approve of the way you don't have no fruits of the Spirit operating in your life. You better clean up your house and get all those windows clean and get the porch straightened out. He don't approve of that. And he approved of what Moses did. Oh, God, I want to be approved of you. That's my desire more than anything on earth, to be approved of God. What is there any other, is there any more? Is there any ultimate thing to be approved? But to be approved by God and God's hands on you? You can have the world with a fence around it. I'd rather have that anointing any day than the whole world. And all the money in the world, just as long as that anointing's on me. That's worth more than anything on the face of this earth. That precious anointing. Everybody say precious. Oh, we welcome that precious anointing in this place tonight. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? I could do better in tongues. That anointing gets in my tongue. See, you ought to have the anointing of God in your tongue instead of gossip anointing. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo, there's a surge of power in this place. God's going to move. The people are going to be delivered all over this place tonight. Glory be to God. Now, notice what he did here. That reminds me of the day of Pentecost. Then the cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation because the cloud abode thereon. And the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. That's what happened the day of Pentecost. It went from that tabernacle, and it came into you and me. He approved them at day of Pentecost. He approved when they were praying, and the Holy Ghost came upon them. There'll be a day, you young ministers, when the power of God will come on you, and that's God's approval of you, that he put anointing on your life, and he approves the way you're living. If you ain't got no anointing when you get up to preach, I'd better get back in your closet and check your porch out and your windows. And make sure the tabernacle is all clean. Are you listening to me? This is good preaching. I'm doing better preaching. You're saying amen. This is the hour not to let the spirit of that spirit of California of entertainment to get on us. We're just like the world. We want to be entertained. We come to church. We want to be entertained. You get somebody up there that's confrontational.
Oh, he don't got no love. I'll go down the street.
Because you just want to do your own house. I know it's a good word. It's from the Holy Ghost. Some of you preachers come around passing out your preacher's card in the back door trying to get a place to preach. Sir, if you had something to say, people would bash you. If you ain't got nothing, you better go back in your closet and get the anointment. And you just walk through the door and they'll say, "Whoa! I can feel that anointing. Hey, come on, my church. God, that about my guy." Glory! And when the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, the children of Israel went onward in all their journeys. But if the cloud were not taken up, they journey not until the day it was taken up. You know, before you go, you need that anointing. You need that oil in your life. You need fresh oil in your life before you go and preach. Oh, we need the anointing today on our preachers. We don't need the anointing of politicking. Amen. Or rubbing up. What do you call it? Yeah, right. When I was a teenager, if I can say, we called them kissies. I hope that ain't a bad word, but that's just, you know what I'm talking about? If you get it next to somebody, then you can be promoted. If the naughty don't promote you, forget it! Because it all get burned up in the fire. Woo, glory be to God. Before you go out, you better get the anointing. Are you listening to me? I said, are you? Go over to the book of Acts. Everybody say the book of Acts. See, actually, that's the acts of the anointing, or the acts of the Holy Ghost. The acts of the Holy Ghost. A lot of people believe that the acts is done away with. How do you know? Well, the way they act. There ain't no anointing in them. This is the acts of the... Go over to Acts 10, 38. And let's see how it happened with Jesus. See, God anoints men today. Now, there's anointing within. Then there's anointing that God gave at Pentecost when you get baptized in the Holy Ghost. That's your... See, there are different degrees of anointing. The born-again anointing was within. The Holy Ghost that baptized you in the Holy Ghost to give you power for service. Then I'm talking about anointing that comes upon as of a mantle that comes on ministries for certain jobs. Special ministries. Now notice there in Acts 10:38, how God anointed. That anointing means to cover over. Anointed, that's just like that tabernacle. That anointing came on that tabernacle. Anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. See, that cover, that anointing that came on, there was healing power. See, you've got to realize Jesus is the administrator and He distributes anointings to different ministries to do certain jobs. Huh? That's why Elijah invited Elisha into his room to teach him how to operate on that double anointing. That was his double anointing. That double anointing that came on him. He was with him about 17 years, 20 years. He taught him how to flow in that. People need to be taught today how to flow in the Holy Ghost. Are you listening to me? You can't get that out of a book. It's by being around people that demonstrate that anointing. That's how you learn watching, observing. That's why Elisha burned all of his security, all his tools as a farmer. I said, I ain't going back to that. I'm going to stay with this man because I want to learn how to flow in that anointing. Now, have you ever thought about, now why would Jesus have to be anointed? Because he was the anointed one. You got to realize he laid aside all his divine privileges. As it says over there in Philippians, he laid aside all his divine privileges as the Son of God. And he came through a woman's womb and walked on this earth in a body, earth suit like you and me. He was the Son of God, but he laid aside all that heavenly anointing and he came down and walked. He didn't do one miracle until he got the anointing. Not one miracle until he got the anointing, until this anointing came upon him. Well, Jesus needs to be anointed, then we need to be anointed. And he, why? Because he walked like you and me. It would have been illegally for him just to blast out of heaven. Well, he could have done it, but he would have wiped out mankind. But he came down on here on the devil's territory and whipped him. He whipped him. That's the plan of redemption. I said, that's the plan of redemption, glory. People need to learn the plan of redemption. They'll understand things. They'll understand the anointing. They'll understand faith. They'll understand righteousness. And they'll be bold about it. The reason you're not bold, because you don't know what your Father says. You're not quite sure He'll back you up. Huh? There's a reason in the book of Acts why 5,000 showed up and 5,000 got saved. Boy, that's a good church to start out on. Huh? But they recognized the anointing and they recognized the boldness that was on those men. And that's what drew them. See, our little gimmicks today don't draw them, but the anointing does. God, when they have a freshness. You want to know why? Because they were full of the Holy Ghost. Peter, wimpy Peter, denied the Lord 3 times to a woman. A lot of preachers doing that today. Don't sound so proud. Don't sound so proud. I'm not telling you anything you don't read in the newspaper. But what happened to him at the day of Pentecost? He got full of the Holy Spirit and that anointing came on him. And him and John were going up to the church building and there was a crippled man laying there. And he says, such as I have. See, the reason we can't heal anybody is because we don't got it. Such as I have. He was full. And you notice as you read through the book of Acts, they kept getting refilled. If they had to keep getting gas, we need to get gas. We're getting the wrong kind of gas. We're getting worldly gas. We're getting television gas. We're getting entertainment gas and everything else. I want the gas of the Holy Ghost. I want to be full of the Holy Ghost. And just such as I have, I give unto you. Glory to God, I already preached myself happy. And with power, who went about doing good, and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. For God was with him. Do you really believe that? I said, do you really believe that? Then act like it. Talk like it. Talk like you're a child of God instead of just being a little, acting like a beggar. You don't have to beg. Some of you haven't got over the windows in the house yet. When God approves of your tabernacle and the way you live, that anointing will get stronger. And as you stay before Him, He'll come in your room. God will be with you. God's in heaven, but I like for Him to be with me down here. And God said God was with Him. You see, yeah, He was the Son of God. Honey, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? I'm a son of a God. I'm a son of God. I've been made the righteousness of God. Are you listening to me? Woo! Go over to Luke 4. Go over to Luke 4. Oh, hallelujah. I'm preaching myself happy. I don't know if I'm helping you tonight, but these meetings have done something to me. Last night, preaching on faith. Glory be to God. I have faith in God. I'm going to believe God. Hallelujah. Amen. No more unbelief. In Luke 4, 17, and there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because He had anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He had sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Look at me. The reason a lot of churches don't have miracles is because they're not preaching the gospel. They're preaching men's doctrine. They're preaching deep revving. They get so Greeked out, they even Greek out miracles. I don't understand Greek, but I understand the Lord that's in the heavens, and I know that He's a God of miracles. And when I lay hands on the sick, they'll recover. Are you listening to me, church? If you're preaching the gospel, you'll have miracles. And the ones going around writing books and preaching against it is because they don't have miracles. You know what they're doing? They're drawing disciples unto them with itchy ears with their deep doctrines. And they make fun of those that flow in the Holy Ghost. I heard a tape the other day, or my wife didn't, she told me about it. Heard a tape of a novice that's putting out a lot of books right now. And he was making fun of different ones that flow in the Holy Ghost. Just because you don't understand, just because you don't operate it, don't you dare touch. David wouldn't even touch Saul, and he had an evil spirit on him. Are you listening to me, my brother and sister? But you got these self-appointed judges today, and they're making fun of God's miracles and making fun of their men. They make fun of me. I don't care. But let me tell you something. When they start touching the anointing, they're in trouble. I said, no, that anointing will bring judgment too, because the blood speaks out. And I hope every one of them hear this tape. Listen under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. The reason you don't have miracles, because you don't preach the gospel. And you're jealous. Because the ones that preach the gospel have miracles.